With just 2 days until Victorians go to the polls, the Coalition Opposition have released a comprehensive six-page manifesto detailing their plans for the first 100 days of government if they are re-elected on Saturday. This includes shutting down Melbourne's one and only supervised safe injecting room at the North Richmond Community Health Centre within 7 days of taking office. The Wise Jared McLaughlin asked Julian Raitt, Associate Professor and President of the Australian Medical Association Victoria, about whether the promise is feasible and in the interests of the state.
Quite apart from whether that's logistically possible, given that there are leases and staff employed, etc., who probably have a longer notice period, I think that any move to close this supervised injecting room is a retrograde and damaging step for the people of Victoria. If the opposition wishes to close the centre, I think that they're obviously going to produce some deaths as a result, and I think that the change in policy that they've announced in this document is actually really unacceptable to the AMA.
They are not running a candidate to try and take back the seat of Richmond, which is the state electorate within the district where the North Richmond Community Health Centre is. Do you think that the Victorian Liberals are trying to motivate voters from the outer suburbs to scaremonger them into trying to get this safe injecting room closed down?
That's right. I mean, obviously the local community by and large supports this because there have been fewer ambulance call-outs, fewer unconscious people in the streets. There's been actually a reduction in the number of overdose deaths in the area. And interestingly, the trial commenced after the coroner investigated the overdose deaths of a 34-year-old mother of two who'd been visiting North Richmond to buy heroin. And she subsequently overdosed in the bathroom of the Hoddle Street Hungry Jacks. So this is how the safe injecting room came into being, based, of course, on the success of the similar facility in King's Cross in New South Wales. This isn't about the local community at all, because the local community, by and large, is supportive because they've seen the dividends of having this very successful centre open within their area and actually reduce the evidence of drug use in the community. So it's been a very, I think, outstanding success in many ways for the local folk, and I think it's very unfortunate that the Liberals seem to capitalise on this for political gain in the outer suburbs, where obviously the issues may be less obvious.
Do you think that the Victorian Liberals, especially Matthew Guy, the opposition leader, kind of naive into making this all about protecting our children and also those in the community from those who do use drugs in public streets? Do you think that this is like a misdemeanour on his end to try and appear tough on law and order, but he's forgetting about the benefits, not only for those in the community of Richmond, but also for those who do use drugs as recreational users?
I think this is a very cynical effort to buy votes in the outer suburbs. I call it akin to what the Prime Minister did with the initiative to try and move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I mean, it's just an attempt to appeal to a particular demographic and hopefully acquire votes that way. So I see what's happened here with Matthew as equally cynical, because I don't think it really addresses the public health issue at all, which of course is drug use, and instead tries to criminalise it and distract from it being a health issue. And, you know, the AMA is very clearly of the view that addiction is a health issue and it needs to be managed that way. The safe injecting facility has the great advantages that it obviously draws people in who would otherwise be at the margins of society and not be getting adequate health care and adequate counselling, and hopefully can put them on the path of rehabilitation. And I think this is a very important part of how we address drugs in the community, by basically trying to help those that are so afflicted and not try and criminalise them and jail them and obviously potentially make their problem much worse.
Julian Raitt, Associate Professor and President of the Australian Medical Association Victoria, ending that story by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.